In the following demonstration, we'll review the installation of the MySQL resource provider from Microsoft Azure Stack. The first thing I need to configure in this environment is Internet Explorer. I need to open Server Manager, and in this case, I need to provide administrative credentials because I've logged on as Azure Stack user. Once Server Manager opens, I navigate to Local Server, and I verify that the enhanced security configuration is off for both administrators and users. Next, I need to open Internet Explorer again as administrator. Here, I'll check the Internet options and verify that under the Security tab, Protected Mode is disabled. I'll also navigate to the Privacy tab and verify that cookies are enabled. Now I'm ready to complete the installation. This is my Microsoft Azure Stack portal. Let's take a look at the resource providers that are already installed in this environment. As we can see, I've installed both web apps and SQL. Now let's install MySQL. I've downloaded the package required for this installation, and I'm going to extract the files to the D drive. On D drive, I've created a folder called MySQL RP. Once these files extract, you'll see several folders and files are created. I right-click on the Bootstrap file and provide my administrator credentials. This will open a PowerShell ISE window, and it'll take a moment or two to run until it's ready for the next step. Once ready, I click on Run Script, and this will create several tabs and expose all the scripts and JSON templates required for the installation. We're going to use the Prerequisites and the Deploy tabs for this install. Let's click on Prerequisites, and the first thing I need to do is install the required certificates. I click Run Script, and when prompted, I provide a password. The script will now create and upload to the certificate store the security certificates required for this MySQL resource provider. Next, I'll click on the Download tab, and I'll run that. This is going to download a couple of zip files that I require for the installation. And because this has a license, we need to review and accept that before it will proceed. The download of these files will take several minutes and it will load them into the container directory. Upon completion, I can click on the Upload tab and will now upload the files into Blob Storage. When I run the script, it's going to request my tenant ID. I provide the tenant ID. And then it will pop up and ask me to log on to that environment using these credentials. Once I provide these, it'll proceed with the upload into the resource group that's been created for this implementation. Here we can see it's created a storage container called Microsoft-MySQL. Next, we publish the required gallery items. Again, it will ask for my tenant ID. Now we can move to the deployment of the provider itself. This will use a JSON template to complete the installation. And it also has a parameters JSON that we need to edit to provide information specific to our installation. I need to provide an admin username as well as a password. This will be the administrator and password for the virtual machine. I also need to provide the password that I created for the certificates in step one. And then I'll create both an authentication username and password that will be required in a subsequent step. You need to remember these so that you can provide them shortly. Once I'm satisfied with the information, I click Save. Now I can run the deployment script. This will again ask for my tenant ID, which I provide, and then I provide the credentials to log into the environment. Now the script will create all the objects that are required to support the resource provider. It's going to create security, network, virtual machine, as well as the storage required for this. It will take several minutes to run. As we can see here, it's now provisioning the virtual machine. If we'd like to look at this in the portal and see what's occurring, we can navigate to the resource group, click on deployment, and see that it's deploying in the status of that deployment. We can also use that for troubleshooting as needed. This has now successfully completed the installation, and it took approximately 13 minutes. As we can see, provisioning state is now set to succeeded. We click on the next tab to create the DNS entries that are required. Once again, it'll ask for my tenant ID, which I provide, and it'll create those DNS entries for me. The last step is to register the MySQL resource provider. Again, I provide my tenant ID. This is where I provide the basic authentication administrator account and password that I created in the parameters JSON. The provider is now created for me and registered in the environment. If we go back to the portal and refresh, we can take a look at the resource group and all the resources that have been created. As well, we can see that it succeeded in the deployment history. If we look in Marketplace under Data and Storage, we can see that a couple of items have been created, one being the MySQL database. Let's create one. I edit the parameters to provide server name, database name, and username specific to this deployment. Once I'm satisfied that the information is exactly as I need it, I click OK. And then I need to select a resource group that I want to deploy to. In this instance, I'm going to create a new one. I click Create. The deployment is now started, and it will take a couple of minutes to run. Once it's completed, we can look at the resource group, navigate to the resource group that we created, and we can see that it's still deploying at this point in time. By clicking on the deployment history, we can see what stage it's at. Once it's completed and we refresh, we can see all the objects that have been created, and we can see that it was a successful deployment. If I click on Browse, I can see that a folder called MySQL Servers has been created, and here I can see that MySQL database that I just created. That concludes the installation of the MySQL Resource Provider for Microsoft Azure Stack.